thought you'd get a kick out of this message from my mother.
Hi, Fred. You and the Little Mermaid can go f*** yourselves. I told you to stay near the phone. I can't find those books. You have other books here. It must be in La Jolla. Call me back. I'm not going to stay up all night for you. Goodbye.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that knows that the best way to win a Tony without talking or singing is just to be named Tony. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Sean, classically trained Pfluger.
I'm going to disembowel you classically.
Gabby, give it some zazz, Toth.
I'll give you some zazz.
And Adam, fever, Grossworth.
I'm going to drop a disco ball on the competition.
Hello to everyone, and thank you so much for being with us here today. We're taking a couple weeks between seasons for some special episodes, and this week we've got three enthusiasts for games and trivia all about the world of music theater. But before we start the game, I've got to introduce Scoremaster Dan. Hey there, Dan.
Hi there, Taylor. I just wanted to remind everyone before we get started that at the request of the producers, no one is going to be admitted to the show after we get started. So if you pause us at some point, you're not going to be able to start listening again until intermission.
Dan has just become the first usher of podcasting. We are now the only podcast with ushers. And keeping everything running smoothly behind the scenes is production master Dave. Hey there, Dave.
I just want what every father wants for his son. Health, happiness, and a lifelong obsession with American musical theater.
Well, I imagine our players have that very obsession, which is what brought them here today. So let's waste no more time and get into our first game, a round of My Champion. That's the game where each one of today's players has chosen a champion from somewhere in the world of music theater, but we choose the battle for those champions to fight. Returning to the show from season one, it is Sean Pfluger. Sean, who is your champion today?
My champion is Sweeney Todd.
Making her first appearance here on the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, it's Gabby. Gabby, who have you got?
My champion is Mama Rose.
And also returning from our first season is Adam Grossworth. Adam, your champion?
From the greatest television show of all time, Smash's Ivy Lynn.
Three incredible champions locked in. I'm going to serve as the judge today, so let's spin that scenario wheel. Today's scenario asks, which champion would be the best subject for a song in a musical? Prove by example by creating and performing a four-line original song about your champion. We'll start it off with Sean's original song about Sweeney Todd, which is, we're hoping, not just the Ballad of Sweeney Todd.
While I could sing you the Ballad of Sweeney Todd, I will sing my own original composition starting now. Sweeney is here, his love is sweet, he is bent on revenge, and his pies are quite a treat. Sweeney, Sweeney, Sweeney.
Thank you so much, Sean. Round of applause from everybody. And now it's not just Rose's turn, it's Gabby's turn with her song about Mama Rose.
Which is also not Rose's turn. So I don't know how to compose, so I'm doing it to the tune of Hello Dolly. Hello, Mama. Well, hello, Mama. It's so nice to have you here without Louise. It's your turn, Mama. We can't wait, Mama, to see you perform a striptease of your own.
Fantastic. Thank you, Gabby. And now we're going to let Adam be our star with his song about Ivy Lynn.
Well, nobody wants to hear me sing, so I only wrote lyrics and I will gracefully accept my defeat. But here we go. They let her be their star, beat prednisone and Karen to go real far. The best Monroe, she stole the show. Ivy Lynn for the win.
Thank you, Adam. Fantastic. I got to say, excellent rhyme schemes all around. Love a good set of couplets and quatrains, which we heard in all of ours today. Adam, as much as I would have liked to hear you sing, understand that that is going to disqualify you.
You would not have.
And Gabby, as much as I'm also a big Hello Dolly fan, we were asking for a fully original song. And with Sean's just deep intonations of the word Sweeney, truly made my blood boil. So I'm going to have to give this one to Sean and Sweeney Todd.
Woo!
Sean, you have won my champion, which means you now get a crack at the half point. Answer this question correctly and you'll have half a point more than either of your competitors. Known for improvising songs on Whose Line Is It Anyway, he was the fox on The Masked Singer.
Okay, so... Wayne Brady. Yes.
Wayne Brady, the season 2 champion of The Masked Singer. That means you'll also get to go first in round 1, entitled I Want It Their Way. We've had our big opening number, so it's customary at this point in the show to transition to the I Want song, the song where we clearly define who our protagonist is and what they hope to experience and or accomplish. But for our game, we'll be rewriting the lyrics to I Want songs to be from the points of view of other characters from those same musicals, because they have stuff going on too. I will semi-rhythmically read the new lyrics and you name the musical in question. For instance, if I said, why won't they get it? Why won't they get it? How many run-throughs do they need? All of these boys, all of these girls? You'd know that that was from...
A Chorus Line.
A Chorus Line. That would get you 10 points. Now, if you need a hint, you'll hear an audio clip of some of the equivalent portion of the original song in instrumental form, at which point the answer becomes 5 points. We'll start with our My Champion winner, Sean. Your first modified I Want song is... Oh, gee, who knows? These teenagers on the street, while I'm walking my beat, laughing at me? I got a feeling there's a rumble tonight. Be a big fight. Turn up the heat.
That's West Side Story, Officer Krupke.
Absolutely. Singing new lyrics to Something's Coming. Over to Adam. A pot that's big enough to hold my growing size. My appetite grows more and more as each small human dies.
That is Little Shop of Horrors. Arguably the actual lead of Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes, with Audrey 2 rewriting Somewhere That's Green. Over to Gabby. I think my brother-in-law is hot. I think my brother-in-law is hot. But who's this guy think he's fooling? He'll end up dying dueling, but still my brother-in-law is hot.
I knew the other two. this is the... Let me get the hint, please. Hamilton.
Yes, from the point of view of Angelica Schuyler. Back over to Sean. All those emails couldn't have been mine. He and Jared wrote them after I had died because I'm rotting in the ground. I'm lying in a coffin.
Dear Evan Hansen, and that's the brother who's dead, who I don't remember his name.
Dear Evan Hansen gets you points. Connor Murphy is the name of the dead character. Yeah. Next up, over to Adam. Bet she's a brat now that she's rich. Bet she's forgotten how I was a witch. Betcha he tries to make her his child, but half a locket leaves them beguiled.
That would be the true hero of Annie, Miss Hannigan.
Rewriting, maybe, absolutely. And over to Gabby. I want to live where half people live. I want to rule with a 3-pronged pole arm. I want their tails to rise while bowing to me.
The Little Mermaid.
Hi, Fred. You and the Little Mermaid can go f*** yourselves.
Yes, Little Mermaid. Back to Sean. The ice and syrup treat that the children all are eating isn't selling. When the weather's hot, it's still all I've got as the ice cream man joins the fray. But one day, with no electricity, I'll drive him away.
I'm going to guess In the Heights.
Correct. The Piragua guy singing Vanessa's song It Won't Be Long Now with new lyrics. And for Adam. Of us the gods, please beware. Giving and taking of love, life, and death is for me. I'll be around for a scare, at least till you drown, and then you're a tree.
Pretty sure that's Once on This Island.
Yes, with new lyrics to Waiting for Life, that musical's I Want song.
It's a bunch of shows with capricious gods.
Yes.
Could have been a lot of things.
And for Gabby, I want to worship the Führer with a big show on Broadway. I want to worship the Führer, long as Max won't tell me nay.
The producers.
Yes, from the point of view of Franz Liebkind. And that'll take us right into our first score update from Scoremaster Dan.
Boy, Taylor, I'm thinking we might need to make these questions a little more obscure. Do you know any 19th century German musicals we could throw in there? Because our players are just smoking it right now. Gabby is in third place with just 25 points, but Adam is only 5 points ahead. He's got 30 points. Sean is just ahead. Why? Because of that half point. He's got 30 points and the half point and is in the lead. But as we all know, once I announce that he's perfect so far this round, well, he's probably going to screw up now. So we'll see how it goes.
Thanks, Dan.
Back to Sean, see if he can hold on to that lead. Why is my son so angsty? Why is my son so lame? Born into princehood and he's still a royal pain.
Right now, all I'm thinking is Cinderella, but I don't want to say that yet. I think I need the hint. That's Pippin.
Sean, I didn't know it without the hint
good
either.
Good job, Dan. Good job. Good job.
Look, Dave, I don't make the rules, okay? It's just...
Dan's magic.
All right, next up, back to Adam. Him and he, but mostly he, are going to ruin my kid forever. It's King of Kings and Hobbit rings, but what has God ever done for us?
What? Can I hear it again, please?
I agree.
Him and he, but mostly he, are going to ruin my kid forever. It's King of Kings and Hobbit rings, but what has God ever done for us?
I feel like it's like I'm going to be mad, but I need the hint, please. Oh. Okay, I'm not that mad, but it's the Book of Mormon.
Yes, from the point of view of Mafala, but with the tune from You and Me, but mostly me. Over to Gabby. I'm angry with my husband's past. Thought that our love would be his last. His screams at night, I cannot stand. He still hung up on that girl from Dreamland.
Miss Saigon. From the wife, Ellen.
Yes, from Back in America. And everyone's last modified I Want song. This one's for Sean. I'm stuck behind bars. That place was ours, but now we're flat broke. Still, my girl's on stage, earning a wage with songs and great jokes.
I'm thinking Chicago, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm still not sure, so I'm going to ask for the hint. So that's not Chicago.
You've narrowed it down by one.
Yes. can you play that again, please? Dan, you jinxed me. I can't think of what it is, so I'm going to say Chicago.
That's a rewrite of I'm the Greatest Star from Funny Girl, from the point of view of Nikki while he's in prison. And Adam's last I Want rewrite. Stage mothers are just too much. Make their girls dance and such. That's okay for some mothers, but Tulsa is for me.
That must be Gypsy. And some people.
Yes, from the point of view of June. And closing out round one with Gabby. After planning a party for my sad, lovelorn son, why'd his favorite have to get up and flee? If that girl really wanted him, she'd just stick around. Why delay him getting down on one knee?
I think I'm gonna need the hints.
Mm-hmm.
this is the one that we were guessing before. It's we almost guessed this before. It's Cinderella.
Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cinderella, from the point of view of the prince's parents. That'll wrap up round one. Next up, the scores from Dan, and onward into round two.
Going to round two, it's time for the Puppies Dressed as Unicorn score break. Puppies Dressed as Unicorn, so much cuteness, your ovaries might just explode. At this point, Adam is in the lead. He's got 45 points. Gabby is just behind with 40. And just behind them, it's Sean with 35 points and the half point. He's in third place, but that means he'll get to go first in round two.
That means also Sean is going to get a chance to make up some of that ground with the Threequalizer. Sean, I'm going to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You're going to have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can. 10 points for each correct match. Your Threequalizer question is, as we all know, Broadway musicals shut down in March 2020. Leaving Aside shows that we're still on Broadway at that time. What are the three longest-running musicals in Broadway history?
Okay, so Cats, A Chorus Line, and third, I'm not sure. So I'm going to, oh, Les Mis.
Yes. Hey, a perfect Threequalizer. The second in the history of our show, though our first perfect Threequalizer was two people who had a split Threequalizer together. So if they are the nights and weekends of Threequalizers, you are the ladybird of Threequalizers. Okay. And that's going to take us into getting to know our players a little bit better. Sean, our new Threequalizer champion, now that you have the floor, are there any sort of musical related pet peeves you have or axes you want to grind?
I really wish they would stop casting non-singers in singing roles in movies and musicals, and especially singers who can sing one type of music but clearly cannot sing another type of music. Like we used to have Marnie Nixons who would do beautiful voice work and then we'd have the actor acting. I am fine with that. Or cast people who can actually sing.
Absolutely. Bring in black playback singers. Love it. And Gabby, when you're not listening to musical cast albums and the like, what are you diving into in terms of pop culture consumption this year? Any long-term goals or projects?
So I started a couple years ago, actually, doing a full rewatch of ER, which has 15 seasons. It popped up on Hulu a couple years ago, so I started doing my rewatch. And now that, COVID happened, I've really caught up on it. I'm on season 14. I think I have like the 12 episodes of 15 left. I might not watch all of them. This might be an unpopular opinion, but my favorite couple is Abby and Luca. So I basically just like fast forward to all the episodes that Moratorium is in.
I'm on season 11. So I've been doing the rewatch too.
ER was the one show my parents watched when I was growing up, and I saw some very gruesome things at a young age, and it has freaked me out ever since. I've never revisited it.
It's also why he doesn't fly in helicopters anymore.
Also that, yes.
Yes, I can understand that.
And Adam, if there's any like stage musical that you wish you could see again for the first time, as though you'd never seen it before, which one would it be?
There are a few, but if I had to pick one, Sweeney Todd, because it has like the best twist ending ever. And I first saw it in ninth grade, which was a very long time ago, and I've seen it many, many times since, but never get to re-experience that twist, and I would love to get to have that for the first time again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Adam. And that's going to then take us into our second round today, entitled The Three Clippy Opera. Round two is going to test your ears and memories. So for each one of your questions, you will hear three clips from cast albums of musicals. After each clip, name the musical. 10 points for each musical you can identify. So for everyone's first set, you'll hear one from a Sondheim musical, one from a Rodgers and Hammerstein, and one from an Andrew Lloyd Webber. Going to start off with Sean. Here is your first Sondheim clip.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat. That's Sweeney Todd.
That's what we call coincidence.
Oh, sure. Sure, it's a coincidence.
All right, Sean, you're Rodgers and Hammerstein.
She'll outpester any pest, drive a hornet from his nest.
She could throw a whirling dervish out of whirl.
She is gentle, she is wild.
She's a riddle, she's a child.
She's an angel. Sound of Music.
And you're Andrew Lloyd Webber.
In these past few days when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Strong starts are round two for Sean. Next up, we'll kick it over to Gabby. We'll start with Sondheim.
When you're way up high and you look below at the world you left and the things you know, little more than a glance is enough to show you just how small you are.
Into the Woods.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
This is a man you'll forgive and help and protect as long as you.
Carousel. Oh, man.
Now, that is Something Wonderful from The King and I. You still get an Andrew Lloyd Webber, however.
When you fall on your head, do you land on your feet?
Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air?
Cats.
For 10 more points, Cats. Now, Adam's first set. Kicking it off with Sondheim.
A person that, a person that, titillates a person and it leaves her flat. It's crazy, he's a troubled person, he's a truly crazy person himself.
That's Company.
Absolutely, and here's your Rodgers and Hammerstein.
When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss them back.
Thank you for the helpful accent. That's Oklahoma.
And your Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Phantom of the Opera.
Fantastic start to round two for all of our players. For everyone's second set of clips, the format's going to change up a little bit. This time it's going to be one Sondheim, one Candor and Ebb, and one Disney adaptation. In that order, we're going to start it off with Sean's Sondheim.
One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns?
A Little Night Music.
Next for Candor and Ebb.
Suppose you was a woman wed and sleeping in a double bed beside one man for 7 years. You'd notice him. Are you?
Chicago.
And your Disney adaptation.
And where the may lead me, let your press be my guide. I cannot stay.
Is that Aida? Damn it.
Adam was mouthing along. You know this one?
Right actor, wrong show. It's The Lion King.
Oh, okay.
Queen Heather Headley.
I recognize Heather Headley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a repurposed Hans Zimmer melody from the movie, given lyrics for the stage version. All right, over for Gabby, starting it again with Sondheim.
Old situations, new complications, nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow.
Funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Correct. Next up, your Candor and Ebb.
You're a special kind of people known as show people. You live in a world of your own.
That is Curtains. which was not good.
Oh, I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Bye. And your Disney adaptation.
Those girls and boys.
Those girls and boys.
Who treat us this way.
Who treat us this way.
Don't deserve fun.
Don't deserve fun. So why should we stay?
Sounds like it could possibly be Beauty and the Beast, like the furniture talking. I have no idea.
That does have the same fast waltz time as Human Again, but that is Playing the Game, a new song for the Mary Poppins stage musical.
Oh.
Still 20 points on that second set for Gabby. Next up to Adam, back with Sondheim.
Hey, old friend, are you okay? Old friend, what do you say? Old friend, are we or are we unique?
Merrily we roll along.
And your Candor and Ebb.
I like it. They like it. This two for one.
Cabaret.
And a Disney adaptation.
I'd be either dead or dreaming. Just look at that pig with my face beaming. Tomorrow they may wrap fishes in it, but I was a star for one whole minute.
Newsies.
Before we get into everyone's third set of clips, let's go to the scores with Scoremaster Dan.
Absolutely. Right now, Gabby's in third place with 80 points. Adam is ahead with 105, and Sean is maintaining a small lead with 115. However, I regret to report that up to this point, Adam has been perfect, and, well, we all know what that means. So, good luck, Adam.
And I have a half point.
Me and a half point.
No, I just
have that.
I can store my scores right.
I did leave out the half point, so let me say it again. Sean is in the lead with 115 points and the half point.
I think we should leave that whole exchange.
I do too.
No.
All right, for everyone's third set, we're changing the format again. This time you're going to get one Rodgers and Hammerstein, one Jason Robert Brown, and one 21st Century Wildcard musical. So anything from 2000 to the present, fair game for your third clip. Sean, let's kick it off with Rodgers and Hammerstein.
You know even then that somewhere you'll see her again and again.
South Pacific.
Now a Jason Robert Brown clip.
I'm never worried to walk the wire. I won't do anything just half-assed. With the stakes getting somewhat higher, I got a singular impression.
Okay, I knew this might be trouble. So, Jason Robert Brown. I don't want to name them because then everybody else will remember them too.
There aren't that many.
I'm trying to remember if he wrote Dirty Rotten Scoundrels or not. So it's not, so that's Norbert Leo Butz. So I'm going to say that it's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
You got the singer right, but that is from the last 5 years. Moving too fast. You still get a third clip, this one from a 21st Century Wild Card.
I don't know this musical, but I think it's Matilda.
Based on the timbre of the voice, not a bad guess. Absolutely. All right, over to Gabby, another Rodgers and Hammerstein.
How will we ever communicate without communication?
You don't know where they go or what they do.
Aye-ya! And what peculiar thoughts they think they never reveal to you.
Oh, man. Rodgers and Hammerstein is my weak spot. This is where, like, you keep tripping me up. Can you play it again?
How will we ever communicate without communication?
You don't know where they go or what they do.
Aye-ya! And what peculiar thoughts they think they never reveal to you.
What's one that we haven't guessed yet? I'm going to go with, Cinderella again?
Sean knows this one.
Flower Drum Song.
Oh, man.
Yes, Flower Drum Song.
And what was I even doing before? I knew that wasn't from Carousel.
All right, Gabby, now you've got a Jason Robert Brown clip.
And the only thing that mattered was the 4 days in your arms, and it all fades away but you.
So I know nothing about this show, and all the Jason Robert Brown stuff kind of sounds the same to me also, but I'm going to go Bridges of Madison County.
Hey, great guess.
Yeah.
And closing out with your 21st century wild card.
4 years of college and plenty of knowledge have earned me this useless degree.
Avenue Q.
Yes, a stronger finish to that one for Gabby. Next up to Adam with Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Is this Carousel?
Yes, If I Loved You, with Jesse Mueller singing in that clip. All right, Adam, you're Jason Robert Brown.
I met a man who had no yearn nor claim to fame, who was content to let life pass him for a while.
Songs for a New World.
And your 21st century wild card.
Railroad line. And there were three old women all dressed the same. And they was always singing in the back of your mind. Everybody needs a face.
Hadestown.
Another strong set for Adam. That's going to take us into everyone's final three-clip set. This last one is going to be an Andrew Lloyd Webber, a Stephen Schwartz, and a 20th century wild card. Starting with Sean, here's your ALW.
Because you ought to know what you're gonna get in me. Just a little touch of star quality. And if ever I go too far, it's because...
Evita.
Your Stephen Schwartz.
There are wonders like...
Wicked.
And your 20th century wild card.
God would like us to be joyful even when our hearts lie panting on the floor. How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
Is this 20th century or 21st?
20th century is the wild card for everyone's okay. Final set.
Okay, Fiddler on the Roof.
Correct. Closing out his portion of the round strong. All right, for Gabby, your Andrew Lloyd Webber.
With one smile, I'm the girl next door. For the love that you hungered for.
That's Sunset Boulevard.
Your Stephen Schwartz.
And I'm waiting for a daydream to take me through the morning, to put me in my coffee break so I can have my sandwich and remember.
Anything familiar in there, Gabby?
Can you play it again? Yes. Sorry.
I like a song about eating a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm a little lost, but okay. Maybe if I hear welcome the sandwich to, part again.
Welcome to modern musicals, Dave.
Oh no, my toenail's a bit long. Where's my clippers?
All right, here we go.
I'm waiting for a daydream to take me through the morning, to put me in my coffee break so I can have my sandwich and remember.
So I think it's like something more recent than what I'm thinking of Stephen Schwartz, but I don't like know what he's done recently. So I'm just going to guess Godspell.
You know how Mary Magdalene felt about her sandwiches?
Yeah, I mean,
no, that Millwork song comes from Working, inspired by the Studs Terkel book. Man. You still get one more 20th century wild card clip.
Well-heeled shooters everywhere, everywhere. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. And an awful lot of lettuce for the fella who can get us.
That's from Guys and Dolls.
Absolutely. Adam, your final set. Let's kick it off with ALW.
This is not like me at all. I never thought I'd know the kind of love you've shown me.
The song is Unexpected Song, but I don't know the name of the show. Is it Aspects of Love? It's the other one.
That other one being, do you want to take a second guess for no points?
Is it Song and Dance?
Damn. Song and Dance. We finally got Adam on this round.
Hey!
Here is your Stephen Schwartz.
That's Working. No, that's Godspell.
That is just not fair.
No, it's not. It's really not.
It's just not fair.
Also, that's the only section of that song that's more than 5 seconds where they don't say the title in it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for Adam, closing out with your 20th century wildcard clip.
But the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high.
Think that's My Fair Lady?
Correct. Closing out round two on a high note. Fantastic round from everybody. One of the highest scoring round twos we've ever had. We'll hear about how good it was with the next score break from Dan, the riddle, and then on to round three. Before we get into the final round of play, it's time for the home version. Listeners correctly guess the answer to Dan's riddle by the time next week's episode goes online, and you can win the chance to name a score break. Dan?
This fictional musical is hardly a folly. It features the voices of Klein and Mullally. A brilliant inventor and pachyderm queen give electric performances written by Gene.
Think you know the answer? Find the page for this episode at usaquizshow.com and show off that knowledge. Dan, thank you for that riddle. So how about the scores?
Absolutely. Going into round three, it's time for the Simone score break. Simone, winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 13, Ebony Enchantress, and CEO of Putting a Wall Factory Where a Wall Factory Ought to Be. At this point, Sean is in the lead with 165 points and the half point. Adam is just behind with 155, so I'm really hoping that half point winds up being decisive, because it has never in the history of the show actually been decisive. We're pulling for it. And finally, Gabby is in third place with 120, still close behind. That means she'll get to go first in round three, and she will need to get just 5 correct answers in order to pull into first.
All right, that means it's time for the lightning round. In this very close game, our players are going to get their choice of categories and have 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Today's categories are stage to screen, screen to stage, the stunt spectacular, and not the Maria Awards. Now, you might be able to, might not be able to figure out what those topics are based on their name, but pick the thing that you're going to do the best on, or maybe keep something easy away from a fellow player. Gabby, in third place, you get to choose first. Which of these four categories would you like? Once again, they are stage to screen to stage, the stunt spectacular, and not the Maria Awards.
I think I'm going to go with stage to screen.
Absolutely. With movies based on stage musicals, right there in the title today. 90 seconds on the clock. The timer starts when I finish reading the first question. Gabby, are you ready?
Sure.
Rosario Dawson and Tracy Toms joined most of the original Broadway cast for this movie.
Rent.
This movie added the song Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend to the original stage version.
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
This American Idol contestant won an acting Oscar for Dreamgirls.
Jennifer Hudson.
They're not his lips on screen, but Richard O'Brien does the vocals for this Rocky Horror opening number.
Science fiction double feature. Yeah.
Adrian Lyne was offered the chance to direct A Chorus Line after his success with this dance flick.
Pass.
This 1967 movie musical also features heavily in Pixar's WALL-E.
Pass.
Bob Fosse made his film directorial debut with this musical.
The Pajama Game?
Sweet Charity. This actress was over 30 when she played the teenaged Rizzo in Grease.
Stalker Channing.
This Black Eyed Peas member sings Be Italian in 9.
Pass.
This actor reprises his role of Harold Hill for the movie version of The Music Man.
What is his name? Pass.
Miley Cyrus reportedly auditioned to play this character in Les Miserables.
Eponine.
Tom Cruise plays rocker Stacy Jacks in this 2012 movie musical.
Rock of Ages.
That's going to be Rock of Ages, absolutely. All right, Dan, let's hear the Gabby report.
All right, we just have a few passes to go over. Adrian Lyne was offered the chance to direct A Chorus Line after success with Flashdance. The movie musical that features heavily in Pixar's WALL-E is Hello, Dolly. The Black Eyed Peas member who sings Be Italian in 9 is Fergie, or Stacey Ferguson. It is Robert Preston who reprises his role of Harold Hill for the movie version of The Music Man. Still, Gabby got 6 questions correct. That means she now has 108 points, and Gabby is in the lead. Adam currently has 155 points. He'll need to get 3 correct in his round if he wants to pull into first.
All right, Adam, your 3 remaining category choices are screen to stage, the Stunt Spectacular, and not the Maria Awards.
I'm really curious about the other two, but I'm going to take the hopefully easy way out and go with screen to stage.
Yes, with Broadway musicals based on movies. 90 seconds on the clock. Adam, are you ready?
Yes.
This singer-songwriter writes the music for the musical version of Kinky Boots.
Cyndi Lauper.
Hem's Daniel Massey wrote the music for this musical based on a 2001 French film.
Pass.
This Phish guitarist wrote music for Hands on a Hard Body.
Trey Anastasio.
Before becoming Spider-Man, he played Billy Elliot in The West End.
Tom Holland.
Community's Danny Pudi played the Alec Baldwin role in the workshop version of this musical.
Beetlejuice.
The stage musical version of this movie curiously does not include You Don't Own Me.
First Wife Club?
This is the one song in the musical Young Frankenstein not written by Mel Brooks.
Putting on the Ritz.
This musical follows the life of Frank Abagnale Jr. and is based on a Spielberg movie.
Catch Me If You Can.
On stage, Christine Ebersole plays both Big Edie and Little Edie in different sections of this musical.
Grey Gardens.
This Rocky Horror star originated the role of King Arthur in Spamalot.
Tim Curry.
Jim Steinman wrote music for Tanz des Vampire based on this Polanski film.
Dance of the Vampires. Fearless Vampire Hunters. Damn it.
Fearless Vampire Killers. 3 years after Sister Act went to Broadway, this other Whoopi Goldberg movie became a musical.
Pass.
While the original music for this musical is by Tom Snow, the title song is by Kenny Loggins.
Footloose.
This Crazy Ex-Girlfriend star took Dustin Hoffman's role in the musical version of Tootsie. That is
Santino Fontana for no points.
Yes, Santino Fontana.
For glory.
All right, Dan, let's get the Adam report.
So Adam had just two passes. Hem's Daniel Messier wrote the music for Amelie, based on the 2001 French film. And the other Whoopi Goldberg movie that became a musical is, of course, Jumping Jack Flat. No, I'm kidding. It's Ghost.
Theodore Rex.
I was just talking about Ghost, and I'm embarrassed that I did not think of it as a Whoopi Goldberg film.
So Adam got 10 correct answers. That is a fantastic score in lightning round. He now has 255 points. That means that Sean is going to have to get 9 questions correct in order to take the win.
That's a tall order, Sean. Your remaining category choices are the Stunt Spectacular and Not the Maria Awards.
I'm going to go with Julie Andrews and the Not Maria Awards.
So you're throwing it to a Sound of Music reference. It's actually a West Side Story reference. So if it's not the Maria Awards, it's got to be the Tony Awards. This is a grab bag category all about the Tony Awards. 90 seconds on the clock. Sean, are you ready?
Yes.
The most recent tie at the Tonys was between orchestrations for Next to Normal and this ballet-based Best Musical winner.
American in Paris.
Billy Elliot. The Tony Awards telecast has aired on this network since 1978.
CBS.
This 2015 show was the first Best Musical winner written entirely by women.
What is it? I know what it is. Ring of Keys. Fun Home.
Book of Mormon made him the only person to win Tonys in 4 unique categories on a single night.
Pass.
She won a Tony for Sunset Boulevard while hosting the ceremony.
Glenn Close.
Beating out Neil Patrick Harris and Hugh Jackman, she has hosted the Tonys the most times.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Angela Lansbury. Still holding the record for most Tonys to one show, the producers wins this many Tonys.
11.
12. The Tonys are given out by this organization.
American Theater Wing.
For Lion King, she was the first female Tony winner for musical directing.
Julie Taymor.
This actress won back-to-back Tonys for A Doll's House Part 2 and Three Tall Women.
Pass.
This director of The Graduate has a Tony for directing Spamalot.
Nichols?
Mike Nichols, right at the buzzer. All right, Dan, let's hear the Sean report.
All right, just a couple of passes to go through. It is Trey Parker, who won 4 Tonys in unique categories on a single night. And Laurie Metcalf is the actress who won back-to-back Tonys for A Doll's House Part 2 and Three Tall Women. So with that, it's time for final scores. In third place, we have Gabby with 180. Still a great score, but not quite enough today. In second place, we've got Sean with 225 points and the half point, meaning our winner today is Adam with 255 points.
Congratulations! Well done,
Adam. Good job, Adam. That was great.
Congratulations to Adam, and thank you again to Gabby and Sean so much for being here. Fantastic game. You may not have won the lead roles, Gabby and Sean, but you are nonetheless integral members of our ensemble. Gabby, if our listeners want to see or hear more of you, where can they find you online?
I'm a librarian, so I do want to plug just the general use of public libraries. If you're looking for, let's say, an old musical that you haven't seen that is not streaming, your local library might have the DVD.
You guys still got books?
And we still have books.
Woo! A very noble plug. Thank you, Gabby. And Sean, anything you'd like to plug?
Theater in general and the Washington National Opera in specific. I'm a member of the Washington National Opera Chorus. So I sing with them every season. And we were dark for a year and we're coming back. And if you can buy a season ticket or buy tickets to live theater, it would help everybody, especially us performers.
Two very noble plugs in a row. I love it. Adam, our big winner today. You dreamed the impossible dream, and you won the day. Anything you would like to plug in the meantime?
I will piggyback on Sean's noble plug before I do my self-serving one, and say that, you know, yes, theaters all over the country are just starting to reopen, and a lot of folks are doing outdoor stuff this summer. So buy tickets, donate to a nonprofit. Broadway's getting a lot of press, which is awesome. I'm really excited because I'm in New York, but support your local theater as well, or instead. I also have a podcast about The Muppet Show. We are rewatching The Muppet Show on Disney Plus every week. It is called Muppeturgy. You can find us at Muppeturgy.com or wherever you get podcasts. That is spelled Muppet, U-R-G-Y. We're about 2/3 of the way through season one. And you can find us on the web or on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the places.
Thank you, Adam. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. So long, contestants, because we are telling you that you are going. But listeners, be sure to join us next week for another off-season special where we celebrate the summer with trivia and games all about summer blockbusters. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. Hey, listeners, remember the riddle from before the lightning round? If you think you know the answer, submit it via the link in your show notes to the page for this episode at our website, usaquizshow.com. While you're there, check out old episodes, season brackets, and links to subscribe to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show everywhere you find podcasts.
Social media is a bad thing for society, but it can be good for you. You can connect with us directly. We're at USA Quiz Show on both Instagram and Twitter.
The Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show is eating sandwiches. Who's eating sandwiches? Taylor Cole, Dan Cassino, and David T. Cole eating those sandwiches.
I'm not going to sing my outro. I'm sorry.
I like a song about eating a sandwich. That's all.